Nice with an exclamation point. And nice temperatures this morning have dropped into the 40s in some inland spots. Yeah, you may want a sweater, a jacket as you head out the door. Hey, a show of hands, who all put on the seat warmers last night or early this morning, or maybe even the heat in your car? It's a cool start. Temperatures the coolest since certainly May, and in some cases since April. It has been a while, and this is better than an autumn tease. We've done pretty well here over the last week or so temperature-wise once we got, of course, Ian out of here. And now, while we have a little warm-up over the next couple of days, yet another cool front moves through early Saturday and will provide cooler temperatures just in time for your weekend. So sunny skies today will reach the lower 80s inland and the 70s at the beaches. We still have rough season surf, though. Conditions are gradually improving, and with winds out of the west, that's going to help out the next couple of days, make it a little bit more reasonable for that season surf, but still a moderate rip current risk. Highs will reach all the way into the mid-80s tomorrow and the upper 80s on Friday. A couple spots may touch 90 degrees on Friday yet again, but with comfortable humidity. So the feel-like temperatures will be the same as the air temperature, but quite a swing from the 40s this morning to near 90 degrees by Friday afternoon. And then that little weak front moves through early Saturday. No rain coming with the front, but it will turn a little cooler. Winds shift to out of the northeast on Saturday. It'll be about 80 at the beaches, still reach the mid-80s inland. And then Sunday, that east to northeasterly flow increases. It'll be pretty breezy, and the rip current risk goes up quite a bit again at our area beaches. And you have to be careful still out there. There's a lot of debris from Ian left out there, shell that are cracked and broken, so be extra careful. Temperatures Sunday will be in the 70s at the beaches to near 80 degrees inland. So for the Jags game, Sunday afternoon looks nice, partly cloudy, a little breezy, crosswind out of the east and northeast. And while there may be a passing shower out the Atlantic, it doesn't look like persistent or consistent or even really significant rainfall. Temperatures are going to be close to 80 degrees for a good part of the game, which, again, for this time of year is not too bad and is much more pleasant than the weather 2 weeks ago in L.A. when it was well into the 90s, and last weekend, of course, in Philadelphia when it was windy, wet, and chilly. The tropics, we got a little action out there, as expected. Tropical Depression 12 formed yesterday afternoon over the eastern Atlantic. Very well may become Julia, but it doesn't matter. It stays out over the eastern Atlantic. It will sneak into the central Atlantic over the weekend, and then may actually get a shot at strengthening again next week after it weakens this weekend. But at that point, it moves north and then shifts on out to the northeast. So it doesn't look like that one can make it all the way across the Atlantic. And then we have, approaching the Caribbean, our next strong tropical wave that has a good chance to develop. The disconcerting part of this, if you think about it, about 10 days ago, this is where Ian was. It was at a very low latitude, close to the coast of South America, gained some latitude, strengthened quickly, sharpened northeast turn, and then, of course, we all know what happened after that. Well, this one's different, I'm happy to say, for the U.S. I am not happy to say, however, for the Western Caribbean and Central America, as it looks like this system will develop. And if Julia doesn't form, if Julia forms first from the eastern Atlantic, this one would be Carl, by the way. But conditions look to be quite favorable for strengthening over the Western Caribbean by the weekend into early next week. It could become a hurricane. We'll have to see. Again, it is not a threat for the United States. Despite the jet stream diving southward and providing us with the cooler air, it is far enough north and east from the Caribbean so that this disturbance will not be drawn northward. That's good news for, again, the lower 48. It is not so good for Central America, as this should take pretty much a westward course, slightly northwest to west course, that would take it into Central America potentially late in the weekend into early next week, perhaps even a little earlier than that, actually. And could be a hurricane. So Belize, Honduras, Guatemala, even the Yucatan Peninsula should be on the alert. And if you're traveling those areas, Cancun, for example, something you're going to want to keep an eye on as we go through the week and into the weekend. The rest of the tropics are reasonably quiet right now, although we still are seeing surges of water through our St. John's River system from all the water and the heavy rain from last week from Ian at the lower part of the basin. Remember, the St. John's River runs from south to north, flows from south to north. So all that very heavy rain between Orlando and Daytona is sitting basically in the basin, the watershed of the St. John's River, and now that's got to all go through the St. John's River. We had a surge over the weekend. We have another one coming up over the next couple of days, so levels will actually go up some. That includes the tributaries to the St. John's River as well. So anybody living in those areas, mostly minor nuisance-type flooding, but at times even some moderate flooding. And if you have marine interests, it's really aggravating after a while. Your docks are covered by water consistently. It's hard to maneuver. And again, there's quite a bit of debris, just like over along our coast and our beaches with all the storminess of the past week or so. That will only gradually change change and improve as we get into next week. So it's a long, extended period here getting all that water through the system, so to speak. And the onshore flow events that we've had the last couple of days and again over the weekend into early next week don't help, because that keeps water trapped for a longer period of time because those east winds are pushing water from the ocean into the river. All right, and we've turned the calendars also, of course, to October a few days ago, but it was busy to start the month. So the average is we go from an average low and high temperature of 67 and 85 degrees on the 1st of October to an average high of 56 and an average low of 56 and an average high of 77 by Halloween. On the end of the month, we're already below that average low temperature the last couple of nights. And we only averaged 2.7 inches of rain during a typical October as we start our dry season, but of course can be interrupted by tropical systems once in a while. So far, so good in that regard. But usually, we're starting a drought quite a bit by the middle and end of the month in particular. Sunrise at 7:20 in the morning, sets at 7:11 in the evening. By the end of the month on Halloween, sunrise at 7:40 a.m., sunset at 6:39 p.m., and we lose about 52 minutes of daylight during the month of October. So lose a lot of daylight. You can certainly tell that right now. And we do not, by the way, fall back until the first Sunday in November. So it'll be the weekend after Halloween. Yes, we are still messing with our clocks to spring forward and to fall back. In this case, it's falling back. And by the way, speaking of back, 6 years ago, we were tracking Hurricane Matthew as it was rampaging through the Caribbean, turning northward in the northwest, paralleling the Florida coast, coming within 45 miles of St. Augustine, and really quite a beach beating 6 years ago, Hurricane Matthew. It's all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.